WGNS News, right here at the Rutherford County Election Commission. Things are really happening. Cars are lining up out front. The results are coming in. Jennings Jones is with us. Ransom Jones is with us.
Thank you.
You suddenly got young there for me, or unless you wanted to go with your dad.
Either way, I've been called both, so it's okay.
Sorry about that, Ransom. But you have always predicted, and pretty accurately, the results of the voting. How has that come? How do you feel that'll be this year?
Well, we've had a big early turnout, 79,000 voters on early voting, which is a record by a lot. Today was a little bit slower than we expected. I'm going to guess that there'll be 30,000 people to vote today, something like that. There'll be 110,000 voters, maybe a few more, maybe.
So when it's all said and done, you think the percentage will be how compared to the last presidential election?
I think it will. I think it'll be a good percentage. One thing is people overlook, and that is that we have 150,000 registered voters, give or take. Actually, it's a little more than that, but say 150,000. But there are quite a number of people on the rolls who don't live here anymore, and we just hadn't caught up to them yet. We'll never quite catch up. So if you say you have 70% of your registered voters to vote, really, it's a higher percentage of the voters who actually are here and are eligible to vote now.
Now, Ransom, you were excited just a moment ago before we went on the air, saying that now technology and voting are sort of catching up with each other.
Yes, it was an act passed by the legislature that affects only Rutherford County. It will spread, I am satisfied. On Election Day, a voter can vote in any precinct he wants to go to.
This is next time.
This is in the next election cycle of 2018.
So we're the pilot project.
We are the pilot. Alan Farley has carried that through the legislature. Originally, it would be for the five large counties, but some of them bickered and over whether it was good or bad for incumbents. So they were left out, but it will spread. I'm satisfied. I might say in Rutherford County, there was no opposition to it. Everybody thought it was a great idea, and I do too.
Oh, it sounds like that. I've loved early voting. This is taking the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
So you can go out and vote with your family, whether your family is in the same precinct or not, and you can do it on Election Day too.
That is correct.
That's looking forward to that.
I think it's a great idea.
And again, the official Ransom Jones prediction for the total vote, do you have a percentage for us?
Let's say 112,000.
112, okay. There you heard it. 112,000. And I bet you you're going to be pretty close to that.
Well, probably. But knowing how many people voted early, I kind of gave you a little edge.
Ransom, thanks.
All right.
Ransom Jones visiting with us. We'll be checking on the totals and how they're coming in, not only here in Rutherford County, but across the nation through CBS. Brian, back over to you.